Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
I remember one time going somewhere and flying there instead of driving there. And somebody said to me, well, RHIP, I have no clue what he's talking about. What does that mean? He says, rank has its privileges. And I think a lot of times as leaders, once we ascend to a platform of leadership, we begin to sense that I have this rank, so I have these privileges. And interesting, isn't it, Neil, that suddenly that sounds like this is all about me. So you don't even need to read a secular leadership book about this. But at the core of our fallenness, once a leader ascends to a platform of leadership and power, the temptation for it to be all about him or all about her is so consuming. And that's why I think leaders who are going to lead in kingdom ways need to be constantly vigilant of that. I go back to the temptations of Christ where Satan tried to undermine his leadership potential and power right at the very beginning. And when he said, hey, you're hungry, turn these stones to be bread, it was basically use your power to bless yourself. And if Christ had ever started that pattern, he could have taken himself down off the cross. And I've often challenged students as I talk about this leadership reality. I dare you to go to find one place in Scripture where Jesus used his power and the platform of his leadership to bless himself. That never happened once, because with him, rank didn't have its privileges, but rank had its opportunities to serve and bless others. Now, I don't know what that acronym is. We could make a cool acronym out of that, probably. But it's such a pivotal point. And I think if I can just kind of grab a hold of this interview for a second here, Neil, that goes back to a very fundamental identity of a character-driven leader, one who's seeking to lead with the power and the outcomes of Christ in the kingdom. And that is the matter of our identity. If I'm, God, for reasons best known to himself, has put me in leadership positions my whole ministry and, career life. And it's easy to think I'm the leader. I think that kind of identity of yourself is very destructive. Last night I was with a group of 45 student leaders, and they were asking me questions, and they asked me, what have I learned about leadership? And one of the things I shared with them, Neil, was that I learned that I am not first and foremost a leader, but first and foremost, I am a follower. I am a follower of Jesus Christ, and he advises my leadership. So I'm a follower leader, and I think that any leader who wants to really maximize the outcomes of their work needs to start with a whole new identity, and that is, I am a follower. I'm a follower of Christ.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.